1 Timothy 1, 12 to 17. I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honour and glory for ever and ever. Amen.
Neil Harvey had fallen about as low as it was possible to go. He was a runner for a notorious drugs ring. Neil's job was to pick up packages of drugs, keep them safe, and deliver them to the right people. They were often followed by the drug squad. His house was under police surveillance. When he handled large quantities of narcotics, the safest thing was to bury them until he thought he was not being followed. Then he would dig them up and deliver them to the clients. But on one occasion, Neil lost a package of drugs worth £5,000. He went back to the secluded spot where he thought he'd buried it, and there was nothing there. Frantically, he fell to his knees and started to dig with his bare hands. There was no way he could go back and admit what had happened. That was Neil's miserable life. He was a criminal. He had no friends who truly loved him. He had no hope in life. And then Neil met some Christians who gradually began to explain to Neil that there is a God. Life has meaning and purpose because there is a God who made the world. The world is not a random accident. You are not an accident. There's a mind behind the universe with meaning and purpose. And this God loves us. He loves us so much that he gives his only Son to leave the glory of heaven, to be born in poverty in Bethlehem that first Christmas, and then to grow up. He doesn't stay a baby. He lives a perfect life. And then he dies on the cross in our place, taking the judgment of God for our sin on himself. And then he rises from the dead to show that it's all true. Jesus is God. He has died to save us. Well, Neil came to understand all this, and he was set free from a life of crime and unhappiness for a wonderful new life with Jesus as his king and Jesus as his friend. A similar thing happened to a man called Paul in our Bible reading, the reading inside your service sheets. The Apostle Paul, that's his title, Apostle. He wasn't a drugs pusher, but he was a murderer. He was present, looking on approvingly, when the first Christian martyr, Stephen, was stoned to death. Paul's great goal in life was to stop people following Jesus. And he was quite prepared to use violence. And yet, just as with Neil Harvey, something remarkable happened to Paul. He was transformed. He became a follower of Jesus. He became someone who loved Jesus. Let's listen in now to Paul's story. Two things to say. He thanks Jesus. That's in verses 12 to 17 of the reading. And he shares Jesus. Verses 15 to 17. Firstly then, he thanks Jesus. It's Christmas time. It's time to thank God for Jesus. To thank God for sending his Son into the world to be our Saviour. And the Apostle Paul is also very thankful. Verse 12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. Paul hated Jesus. He hated Christians. He wanted to stamp out the early Christian movement. But amazingly, God appointed Paul to his service. He made Paul an apostle. An apostle is someone who speaks for Jesus. This is like having a violent Republican, a member of the IRA, chosen to be a spokesperson for the Queen. There's no way in secular society this could ever happen. But in the Christian world, there's always the possibility of forgiveness and a completely fresh start. Even though, verse 13, Paul says, I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man. I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. I wonder, does anyone here tonight need to be shown mercy? Actually, I need mercy. I'm probably as respectable as anyone else here tonight. But I need mercy. My wife could tell you that. My children could tell you that. And actually, you need mercy for that wrong word, wrong thought, maybe worse things. Listen to verse 14. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Grace means God blessing us even though we don't deserve it one little bit. Grace is poured into our lives when we come to Jesus, along with faith and love. We can face 2018 with confidence. If we have faith and an experience of God's love. Secondly, Paul shares Jesus. Paul wants us to learn from his experience. He wants to share Jesus with us. Verse 15. Here is a trustworthy saying. And here is the meaning of Christmas. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. I wonder, do you see yourself as a sinner? If you're comparing yourself to other people, you probably won't see yourself as a sinner. But if you compare yourself to God's purity, then you realize what a sinner you are. You're like the teddy bear in the film we watched at the beginning. An old, battered, torn, dirty teddy bear. But what happened to the teddy bear? The boy's love transformed him. Transformed it, I suppose I should say, for a teddy bear. The teddy bear was cleaned up and made smart. And that's what happens when we come to Christ. We're all messed up by our sin. And Jesus makes us clean and new. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, to save lost people from a life of sin, and to save us from an eternity in hell. That's why this matters. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. To save sinners from hell. But, verse 16, for that very reason, I was shown mercy, says the Apostle Paul. Neil Harvey deserved nothing but prison. And he did go to prison. He didn't deserve a second chance. But God met with him. Today, Neil has a lovely family. And he's a minister of the gospel. He has a wonderful life sharing Jesus with people. That's mercy. What Neil deserved was hell. What Paul deserved was hell. But God showed mercy. 16, verse 16. So that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Paul and Neil are examples. This is how it could be for you, if you will believe in Jesus Christ. He will forgive your sins. He will save you from hell. He will bring you into a relationship with himself. You will know God as your Father. All because Jesus has taken our punishment on himself when he died on the cross. We can be forgiven. And we can sing. See, when you're forgiven, you want to sing. You want to rejoice and sing verse 17. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. If you're interested in knowing more about God's gift to you of Jesus this Christmas, please come and talk to one of us afterwards. You might be interested in coming on one of our Christianity Explored courses in the new year. Christianity Explored goes over the basics of the Christian faith, as well as the evidence for why it's true. For example, how Jesus fulfills hundreds of prophecies, and the evidence of his resurrection from the dead. You'd certainly enjoy the course. There's a meal and lots of fun. And it could just change your life. But for now, maybe there's someone here tonight and you are ready to open your life to Jesus. You're saying, yes, I want God's gift of Jesus this Christmas. Well, let me pray now. And if you want Jesus in your life, repeat this prayer after me, silently, in your heart. So let's pray. Just have a moment's thought. What would you like to say to God this Christmas? Thank you for Jesus. Oh, no, thank you. If you want to say thank you for Jesus, then repeat this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for giving him to us that first Christmas. Thank you for his birth in Bethlehem. Thank you for his perfect life. Thank you that he died on the cross in my place, taking the punishment for the things we've done wrong. Thank you that I can be completely forgiven. I'm sorry for my sins. Thank you for a fresh start. Please help me to live now to please Jesus as my King. I give my life to him. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.